Ron and his sisters, Harry and Hermione, were brought to the Cheetah Conservation Fund in 2005 after losing their mother when they were about 2 months old. Named after the popular characters from the Harry Potter book series, they were always a very popular group with visitors, especially with young children. Though he weighed approximately 45 kilograms, Ron was quite a small and dainty compared to most other male cheetahs. People would often guess that he was much younger than he was because of his smaller size, and they're always very surprised when we would reveal that he was one of our oldest resident cheetahs. Much like his sisters, Ron tolerated people, but was not always as comfortable as some of the other cheetahs. He very much loved his routine, especially around feeding time. He would always sit and wait very patiently for his food, while the other males in his coalition would be extremely excited, running around and vocalising. He was always very patient with us, even if he did get the occasional glare from him if lunch was late. Other than feeding time, he liked to be far away from his keepers as possible. He loved to find a nice shady tree to lay under for an afternoon nap, making him hard to spot in the tall grass, unless he swished his tail or picked up his head to look around. As he got older, he was moved into a smaller enclosure. He had his keepers very well trained to bring his bowl of food directly to him without having had to move a muscle. We always indulged him. He deserved it, being nearly 17 years old. One of our favourite memories of Ron will always be watching him do the cheetah runs on our mechanical lure system. We would run him first before the other males. He had a perfect routine. He would go and hide in plain sight in the exact same spot up by the motor that drives the lure. He would sit and wait and wait and wait. We could run the lure by him 5, 10, 15 times and he still wouldn't move. We could move it fast, slow, medium speeds past him and he still wouldn't move. He was like Goldilocks, waiting for it to be just right. Only then would he run. He was a great runner, but always demonstrated what cheetahs do best, short distance sprints. He sometimes would do a full lap, but typically only made it about 3/4 of the way round, because, well, you know, he had to slow down. As positive reinforcement for running, we would always let him catch the lure there. And if we were too slow walking over towards him with his treat, he would get up, let go of the lure, walk over to us. He would sit about a metre or two in front of us as though to say, "I caught it. I would like my treat now, please." Always the perfect gentleman, he would take his reward very nicely and gently off the spoon, then go and lay down underneath a tree and watch the other males run, typically not participating again. The run is always an optional activity for the cats, and Ron was a good opportunity for our tour guides to talk to guests about how cheetahs are just like their domestic cats. They do what they want, when they want, end of story. After losing his coalition mates, Shunga, Undunge and Little C over the past year, the decision was made to move Ron to a new enclosure, next to Dr. Marker and Dr. Bruce's house, where he got extra attention and care. He also moved his sister Hermione in with him. And while they mostly ignored each other and stayed in their separate spaces, I think they both felt relaxed knowing that they had a sibling around. In the wild, cheetahs typically live between 8 to 10 years. With proper care, we can extend their lifespan in captivity. But unfortunately, even the best medicine can't reverse the effects of old age. Being nearly 17, Ron was one of our oldest captive cheetahs to ever reside at CCF. With regular blood tests, subcutaneous fluids to help him keep hydrated, and a special diet of chicken along with chopped meat, we were able to help him live comfortably for quite a while. But as he slowly became less and less interested in food, lost weight, and stopped his daily walk around his enclosure, the keepers and veterinary staff knew it was time to say goodbye. Ron was the last surviving member of the Hogwarts trio, and we hope that he has now joined his sisters and his coalition mates on the other side of the Rainbow Bridge. He will be greatly missed by his keepers and everyone whose life he touched in his many years at the Cheetah Conservation Fund.